Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. So welcome back, everyone. Today's topic I have been getting a lot of questions on recently, and the Peptique recently launched what's called our amino line. And I'm getting a lot of people reaching out to me saying, can I take this peptide with this? What are the interactions? So I thought this is probably a good time to release this episode, and I wanted to get it out to you prior to the Thanksgiving holiday. It is Monday, November 24th that I'm recording this. I will release this episode tomorrow, the 25th, which is a Tuesday, and Thanksgiving's on Thursday. So I figured a lot of you would be traveling, and if you're like me, you listen to podcasts when you travel. And because I've had so many questions about this, I thought this is a good time to bring this up. Plus, the Peptique is having their Black Friday sale right now this whole week, so I will be sharing the discount code for that a little bit later. So let's just dive in, because I think this is a topic that honestly people get really confused. And when I call these the amino blends, I know that they do have some of the essential amino acids in them, but they are also complemented by other nutrients. It's not just straight aminos. That's just a term in this research peptide world, the research compound world, that's used for these types of blends. So let's break this down a little bit. Think of aminos as the letters of the alphabet in your body's biochemical language. Your body has a lot of them that they can use, and they're lumped into certain categories. So just know that's just strictly amino acids. And so we're not just talking about amino acids with these blends. We're talking about other things, but that gives you a structure to start the conversation. These things help your body do things like build muscle, repair tissue, produce hormones, support neurotransmitters, detoxify. They can help regulate metabolic pathways, and they're foundational. They are the basic building blocks. You need them for everything, but they act individually like single puzzle pieces. Okay? So you have that type of nutrient blends. This is where some confusion comes in, because it sounds like they do a lot of the things the peptides do. So let's differentiate that a little bit. So peptides, if we're saying that these amino blends are like the letters, the peptides are the words. I'm going to use a lot of analogies, which I tend to do. Hopefully one of them will stick and help solidify this for you. Peptides are made of short chains of amino acids, usually 2 to 50 linked together. And the moment you link amino acids together in specific sequences, that's where the magic happens. Peptides take on very specific biological instructions, such as burn stored fat, release growth hormone, lower inflammation, repair the gut lining, boost mitochondrial output, signal collagen production, and help you with deeper sleep. This is why peptides have become so popular in the longevity, sports, performance, skin health optimization in general, because they target pathways in ways that these nutrient amino blends cannot do alone. Amino acids are the raw materials where the peptides have targeted biological messaging responses. So do understand that taking these amino blends does not give you the same effect as taking a peptide, although you can have great outcomes with them. And peptides act like keys. They fit into very specific receptors and activate very specific cascades, where these amino blends don't do that. They're just basically general nutrients that give us the foundation. So think of it this way. I'm going to be reiterating a lot of these things and breaking it down differently. These amino blends enter the bloodstream, become the building blocks, the foundation. They support overall metabolic and structural function. They have broad general effects, not pathway specific. The peptides bind to receptors, trigger messaging pathways, influence gene expression. They can turn things on or off. They have very targeted outcomes. So these amino blends feed the system and the peptides direct the system on what to do. So I get the question, can I just take these amino blends instead of peptides? No, you can't. You can get great benefits from them. But for specific fat loss signaling, mitochondrial upregulation, tissue repair, immune modulation, all those things, you cannot just take these amino blends on their own. They need the peptides to unlock those responses. This is the beautiful thing, though, is that they actually work synergistically together. And this is where these amino blends become so important. So let's dive into that a little bit. These amino blends give you the raw materials where the peptides tell those materials where to go and what to build. So let's dive into how these aminos actually work with the peptides. They don't compete with each other, they complete each other. Because the amino blends give such a strong foundation to support what the peptides are going to do, this is where you start to see real transformation. Peptides at the end of the day can only be as effective as the materials that your body has available. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to add these certain blends to the Peptique line. I feel like it's a big piece that's missing in this whole world of peptides, and you really can get better results when you have that foundational layer to allow the peptides to utilize what the body has in an optimal way to perform even better. So I wanted to break this down and talk specifically about how some of these blends work with specific peptides synergistically. I was very intentional on the blends that I chose because these are all things that I hear from each and every one of you every single day of the things that you struggle with and things that I struggled with on my own as well. So let's start with the Fat Blaster, which is the Peptique's version of Lipo-C. So this blend actually has two amino acid-based components. It has L-carnitine, which is made from the amino acids lysine and methionine. And it acts like a shuttle moving fatty acids into the mitochondria where they can be burned for energy. It also has methionine, and it plays a huge role in detoxification and methylation. It also works very synergistically with other lipotropics to break down fat more efficiently. So those amino acids create this really strong metabolic foundation. They give your body the raw materials it needs to actually do something with the fat you're trying to mobilize. Then the rest of the blend stacks beautifully on top of this. It has inositol and choline, which support fat metabolism and liver function. It has B12 and B6, which activate energy pathways and neurotransmitters, and NADH, which fuels the mitochondrial output and cellular energy production. So these amino acids give your cells the tools and the remaining ingredients to turn on the pathways. It's the same concept we talked about earlier. The aminos provide the building blocks and the signaling molecules or metabolic cofactors tell your body how to use them. I did a whole episode just on this one, I think 2 weeks ago, if you want to go back and listen to that in more detail. But I love pairing this with things like Ipamorelin, NAD+, MOTC. Ipamorelin, for example, this peptide doesn't just boost growth hormone, it improves recovery, sleep depth, fat metabolism, and muscle repair. So when you combine IBO with a blend like this that supports the metabolism, cellular energy, you get a stronger and more efficient response. It's like turning up the volume on your body's natural repair system and giving it the fuel it needs at the same time. I also like pairing it with NAD+. This is all about the mitochondrial energy, cellular repair, and resilience. So the B vitamins and the NADH in this blend literally helps build the mitochondrial machinery that NAD+ activates. Instead of just throwing NAD+ at sluggish mitochondria, you're giving them the raw materials, again, the cofactors and the fuel they need to respond better. So it's cleaner energy, better metabolic flexibility, and less of that overstimulated but tired feeling some people get from NAD just by itself. It can really help with that. I also love stacking MOTC with it. This is one of my favorite mitochondrial peptides. It increases fat oxidation, improves insulin sensitivity, and helps your cells adapt to stress more efficiently. So when you pair MOTC with ingredients like L-carnitine to burn, and more metabolic support to use them effectively. So MOTC turns on the pathway, the blend supplies a substrate, and together they create better endurance, better fat burn, better metabolic output. So you can start to see how these things really do build on each other and work really well together. Let's break down the sleep blend. This is one of my favorites. I love pairing this one with DSIP. It has GABA in it, which is our body's primary calming neurotransmitter. This works by reducing neuronal excitability. It helps the brain quiet down so it can shift into that parasympathetic, rest-dominant state. It's incredibly helpful for those whose minds feel busy or wired at night. I have spoken to so many of you out there. This is a common thing, something I've struggled with myself. So this can really help with that specifically. Then you have L-arginine that's also in it. This supports vascular relaxation. It can enhance calmness through improved circulation, and it helps deliver nutrients to tissues while you rest. So it supports recovery processes during your sleep. And then there's melatonin. Most of us are familiar with melatonin. This can help initiate sleep. It supports consistent sleep-wake cycles. It allows for smoother transition into nighttime physiology. And it works really well paired with all the other things that are in this blend. They work very synergistically together. And then lastly, it has L-glutamine in it. This supports nighttime recovery and repair. It also helps balance the neurotransmitter pathways and provides foundational support during overnight healing. Why I love pairing this with the DSIP, I call it DSIP, it's the Delta Sleep or the Deep Sleep Inducing Peptide. The DSIP works on sleep regulation. The blend works on sleep initiation. Melatonin helps you fall asleep. GABA helps you relax. Arginine improves circulation. Glutamine supports neurotransmitter repair, while DSIP deepens the sleep cycles once you're already asleep, with the best of both worlds. So you fall asleep easier and you stay asleep deeper. Now let's break down the hair, skin, and nails blend. It has niacinamide in it. This improves skin barrier health, supports energy production in skin cells. It helps repair damage at the DNA level. It can reduce inflammation and redness. It has thiamine in it as well. This is a key B vitamin for converting nutrients into cellular energy, especially inside rapidly renewing tissue like skin. It also has pantothenic acid, B5. It's essentially a coenzyme, which helps your skin repair its lipid barrier and maintain moisture. It also has choline, a crucial nutrient for cell membranes, methylation, and structural integrity. And it has inositol. This is important for cell signaling, especially within hair follicles, skin cell growth pathways. And it has niacin. This is B3, and it increases circulation, bringing more oxygen and nutrients to the skin. It also has biotin. This contributes to essential keratin and structural protein formation. Most of us have heard of biotin. Most of us ladies have taken it over the years. Folic acid. It's a major player in the DNA synthesis and cell replication, especially in fast turnover tissues like hair, skin, and nails. And lastly, it has riboflavin. This is involved in antioxidant protection and mitochondrial energy, both crucial for youthful skin. I like pairing this one with GHKCU. It is one of the most powerful peptides for skin regeneration, collagen synthesis, wound repair, and anti-inflammatory support. GHKCU can boost collagen. The blend supplies the building blocks for it. GHKCU increases skin repair, and things like the niacinamide fuels the energy needed to do it. The blend strengthens the cell membranes through things like choline, which helps the GHKCU signal more effectively. The blend improves circulation, but the GHKCU reaches the deeper layers. The blend also supports healthy hair and scalp. The GHKCU synergizes those benefits to help even further that type of cell turnover. These are the three blends that we have right now. These are the ones that I wanted to focus on because these are the things that I hear from all of you that we struggle with sleep, hair thinning, falling out, shedding more as we get older and not growing as well. We struggle with skin elasticity, energy, and fat lipolysis. And so you can start to see how really you need both. You have to have this strong foundation for the peptides to work. So many times people come to me and they want that easy button. And in some ways, this does provide an easier pathway. But if you don't have the foundation, these blends are a good place to start. Oftentimes I get people saying, I didn't get anything out of that peptide. Maybe it's time to step back and see, is your nutrition in check? Are your workouts in check? Are you taking the important supplements and that sort of thing? The good thing about these blends, because you do need to look at them more as nutrient supplements, is that you're getting 100% bioavailability with the injectable form. And you've heard me talk about this before in the 12 hallmarks of aging. Our body's ability to really absorb and use nutrients starts to rapidly decline, which is why these injectable forms can be so beneficial, because it allows our body to be able to utilize them better than some of the oral forms that we often take. Okay, let's talk about potential side effects, because I really want to focus more on the side effect impact for those of us that have the MTHFR or the COMT variants, which impacts ladies a little more than it does the men, although a big chunk of the population is thought to have these. And this is where I do see some side effects come into place. So if you start to feel fatigue or low energy, things like headaches or pressure sensations, anxiety, restlessness, or feeling overstimulated, nausea or GI upset, sleep disturbances, mood changes or irritability, flushing or warmth, that's pretty normal. Detox-like symptoms where you just feel brain fog or flu-like. Temporary blood sugar shifts can happen because you're modulating your metabolism and the things that support it. These are things you might experience when you first start taking these. This is when you know, maybe I need to split my dose in half and not take as much. Everybody responds differently. I get messages every day from people who are frustrated or perplexed because they've taken a peptide or tried one of these amino blends and they're not getting the result they want, or they're having a side effect. That is fairly normal. When we discuss these things, we discuss in the masses what we hear, what I hear, what the research said we read about, how most people respond. That doesn't mean everybody's going to respond that way. Some of us need to take higher doses, some lower doses. Some of us fall in that middle ground. But you have to play around with it a little bit to figure out what works specifically for you. It's usually either that you don't have this foundational support in line, or you haven't quite found the right dosing that works just for you. So please keep that in mind. And also know that side effects can vary from person to person, okay? So let's talk about dosing with these amino blends. The Fat Blaster, although I put this out on the Women's Peptide Collective, the school group, and I've had a lot of differencing comments on this one. I take this one with an intramuscular injection. You get better absorption that way, but a lot of ladies who are taking this tend to have trouble with the IM injection route. It can cause soreness. I get pretty sore when I take this one. Not enough that it deters me from taking it, but do you know that's normal? I would stick with the IM injection in the glute or the thigh area, shy away from the delt or the arm. I had one of the members of the Women's Peptide Collective do an IM injection in the arm, and I think it was quite painful, so I would stay away from that. There are also other ladies that have been doing this sub-Q with the smaller, more common insulin syringes, needles. They say they're getting a good result from that. I tend to get more bumps from that. But here's a perfect example of how this is unique to everybody. So I'm going to tell you my experience. I'm going to tell you what I've heard, but then you have to try it yourself. This one can be a little more tender at the injection site. I've been taking this particular blend for over a year now, and it has not deterred me from continuing it. So I would suggest trying it. I love the energy it provides me. I feel like overall, I just feel better and look better because I'm getting that foundational nutritional support through that particular blend. Okay, on the sleep blend, this is one that can also vary. This is definitely a sub-Q, so it's going to be the smaller insulin syringe. It is a lot of liquid. So I take 100 units, which is 1 milliliter every night. Oh, hold on, back up. The Fat Blaster, you usually want to take that 2 to 3 times a week, depending on how you feel on it. You can take 50 units to 100 units, 2 to 3 times a week. On the Sleep Blend, that is one that I take every night, and I take 100 units, but I would start with 50 units to see how you respond. Some people have a different reaction to some of the ingredients in this. I would say 90% of the people that I talk to are reporting back to me they're getting some of the best sleep that they've had in years. That has been my experience as well. That doesn't mean that's going to be yours. So start slow. Start at 50 units, and then you can work your way up to 75 units and then to 100 units. All of these, by the way, come pre-mixed. They don't require reconstitution, which is why I'm speaking in terms of units as opposed to MCGs or milligrams. Just see how you feel on it. My Oura Ring has completely shifted my sleep when I started taking this in a good way. So I'm in the optimal sleep range almost every night when I take this. But again, everyone can respond differently. Someone asked me if they have the opposite effect with oral melatonin, would they have that opposite wired effect with the injectable? The answer is, I don't know. I personally did not like taking melatonin orally. It didn't make me feel wired, but it made me feel restless at night. Everyone's different. I did not have that impact with the injectable form. The Hair, Skin, and Nail Blend. That one you want to take 1 to 2 times a week, again, 50 to 100 units, and see how you do on it. It can also be sub-Q, no intramuscular on that, which I know scares a lot of people. Once you get the hang of it, it's awesome. So that's good. You can take this one sub-Q as well. It is a great one to really help things like the GHKC have the maximum benefit. Every once in a while, I'll get someone reach out to me and say, I'm taking the Glow or I'm taking GHKCU and I'm not seeing the benefit. You may want to layer this in and take those two together. That might actually be what's needed to shift that outcome. These do not need to be refrigerated. You want to keep these at room temperature in a dry, away from direct sunlight. I actually keep them in a drawer in my kitchen. They're not getting sunlight all the time, and I know they're safely tucked away there. But you do not want to refrigerate these. You really want to keep them at room temperature. Any other housekeeping things? I would say this. If you want to join the Women's Peptide Collective, if you're a woman out there that's getting into peptides or already into peptides or just getting started with peptides, or all these things that we talk about, because obviously these amino blends aren't peptides. If you're just interested in health optimization in general, this is a great group. I'll put the link in the show notes. You can go join. It's absolutely free. And if you're listening to this in real time, like I stated at the beginning of the episode, you can use the code BF25 for 25% off all of our products at the Peptide. We only do sales like this twice a year, so this is a really good time to stock up on things and get big savings. I will also put that in the show notes with the link there for you as well. Reach out with your questions. I love getting your questions. I'm happy to answer them. I would put my email in the show notes. There's also a free peptide guide that you can get. I will tell you how to get that in the show notes. The aminos are not on there. I haven't had the chance yet to include those. I'm working on that. If you have a specific question about those, feel free to email me. I want to leave everyone with so much gratitude, especially since it's Thanksgiving. I'm so grateful to be in this space, to be encouraged by all of you every single day. I hope that you will continue to tune in, share this podcast, like this podcast. I really do make an effort to put out information that I think will be helpful and informative. And I always have people email me with ideas as well. If you have an episode idea that you're itching to learn more about, feel free to send me that. And yeah, I think that wraps this up. So like I always say, until next time, have a blessed day, everyone.